We recently told you about the changes to Three's bill plans, but the network is also planning to alter its pay-as-you-go offering from May the 15th. So what are the changes and what does it mean for you? Our technology correspondent Jess Kelly is with me now. Jess, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, first of all, the generality of this is all about roaming rules coming in, which mean a big profit centre for the networks has vanished.
Yeah, so this is, it all kind of hangs on a piece of legislation that was approved by the EU after a vote in the European Parliament last month. The bottom line is it's good news for consumers in that when you go abroad now throughout the EU, you can use your phone as you would at home, or so it's meant to be. So you can use your calls and your texts without any extra charge. And then there's a fair usage policy for your data, which means that you can use a certain amount of data for free, but there will be charges thereafter. Now, as you correctly say, this is a huge source of income for the mobile networks, the roaming plans. You know, people go on holidays for 2 weeks and come home with huge phone bills. And that will all change now when this legislation comes into pass on the 15th of June. So the networks are now trying to change their price plans to ensure that they recoup any money that they would lose if they kind of just bow down to the new legislation.
And, I mean, you can take a look at that from a company point of view and say, well, you know, we're building a network, we're investing money, mm-hmm. we can't keep going from 4G to 5G to 6G to et cetera, unless we've cash. So that's the rationale.
Yes.
However, you're not happy.
I'm not happy because they're changing the goalposts on us, the consumer. I don't know about you, but I pay a lot of money for my phone bill. I buy a new phone. I do all the different things that we're meant to do. And now, because of something that's bigger than the consumer, you know, we didn't make up these rules. It's something that the EU, it's an EU initiative. And yet, mobile networks are changing the goalposts, changing the terms and conditions so that we, the consumer, are paying more. So a few weeks ago, we talked about the changes that are going to happen on Three bill pay, but they're also now on the 15th of May changing the terms and conditions of their pay-as-you-go offering. So if you are pay-as-you-go on Three and you top up by €20 each month,
yeah.
you'll now have to top up every 28 days rather than every 30 days.
Okay, that's so what, 2 out of 28 of 6...
So you're topping
6-7%. They're gaining on this.
Yeah. So basically, what if you top up say once a month, you're going to now have to top up 13 times in a year rather than just 12 times in a year. It may not sound massive, but what they've done, as well as changing how many days your credit lasts for, they've also changed the T's and C's in the fine print. So there's a thing with it within the EU that says you should be able to roam like home.
Yeah.
That means use your calls, data, and texts as you would. But what Three have done, and Meteor have also followed suit, so if you're a Meteor customer, you're not scot-free, they have changed how much data is actually allocated to you to use like you're roaming at home. So let me explain how this works. First up, if you top up by £20 on Three, you get unlimited 3-to-3 texts, any network texts within the Republic of Ireland and the EU, and unlimited 3-to-3 calls. They've changed the wording, so it says you get free 4G, which means that if you're using your phone at home on 4G, you get that for absolutely free. If you're using data within the Republic of Ireland or the EU, you only have 2 gigabytes. So it's a play on words, basically. They're trying to just change the wording so that you only have 2 gigs to use whilst roaming. That's the roam like home.
But in other words, you're only getting 2 gigs at home as well.
No, because you're using the 4G. So you still have all you can eat at home. But once you're out and about and you're in the EU, it's just, I don't know why they have it.
I mean, are you sure about that? Because it says data, Republic of Ireland and EU, 2 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Then it says 4G free. But, I mean, you use the 4G network, for example, to make a phone call if it's available
to
you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. But it's just their wording so that they're saying that you have 2 gigs of data allowance on your phone bill. That is what's used when you're roaming around the EU. But when you're at home, you've got all you can eat. It's the all you can eat 4G, basically.
Now, did you clarify the notion which we discussed before about if you're on bill pay and they change the bill unilaterally? And now on the bill pay, they change the rules unilaterally that you can just say, ah, to hell with Three, I'll go with somebody else and I'll keep the phone.
Yep, that's completely true. So if you're a bill pay customer and you've received notification from the network that your bill is going up by €5, you have 30 days from the day you receive that text or letter to get out of jail free, basically. That means that you don't have to pay a penalty to leave the network. It also means that even if you signed up to Three 2 weeks ago and got a €700 phone as part of your bill, you get to walk away from that with your phone intact and you can move to another network. You can also decide to stick with Three and go on a pay-as-you-go offer or shop around and go around. We actually have a very comprehensive guide to what to look for when you're moving network up on newstalk.com/technology if you want to take a look. But I just think people need to be very careful now. You need to take a good hard look at what you want from your network. Do you do that much roaming? Because a lot of people would only go away for, say, 2 weeks in the summer and then would kind of stay at home for the rest of the year. So it's not that big an issue.
But yeah, just explain, what would 2 gigs of roaming get you?
I mean, it would get, like, you wouldn't be streaming any Netflix, but if, like, when I go on holiday, for example, all I would really do would be checking my email and the odd social post. So you'd be able to upload your photographs to Facebook, you'd be able to send a few tweets, Instagram, as I said, email wouldn't be a problem. It's anything that's very data heavy. So, you know, you wouldn't be streaming your music on Spotify, you wouldn't be watching Netflix, you wouldn't be watching YouTube. Anything like that tends to eat up quite a lot of data.
All right. And the other thing is that if your phone automatically downloads software upgrades, it could cost your fortune.
Oh, like, that's dodgy. And the same with photographs. If you're taking a lot of photographs and you have your phone settings to go auto-upload to Dropbox or to Google Drive or whatever it may be, you will get stung. So make sure you turn all of those settings off in your phone.
Martin says, data plans are the only angle for charging. This is on the cards for at home as well. Roaming is only the start.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's no denying, and like you said, Pat, you know, the mobile networks, they provide a good service to most of us and they need to make money. I have no issue with that. I just think it needs to be very clear and consumers need to fully understand what's changing and why.
Charlie says, is this the EU's wonderful free market that always gives us choice at the best price? It has to be said. I mean, there was a time they brought in this roaming and then the networks kind of fought back and but the EU fought back again and has effectively, if you use your phone for texts and for emails and calls, It is the same as being at home.
Yeah, it is. It's just the heavy data users that will be impacted. But I mean, this is the single digital market. So what they were saying is that, you know, up until this point, you could do a lot of things as you could at home when you're travelling around the EU. This is just one step that's being made. This has been going on for a number of years. It's almost a decade of trying to fight these charges. And as I said, this should be good news for consumers. I just don't like that it's kind of being introduced in kind of a sneaky little way, I suppose.
If you decide to leave a network, remember to sign up to another phone company within the 30 days or you will not get your number back. This happened to my wife. Her only option is to re-sign to the old network on pay-as-you-go and then transfer the number. So that's just a cautionary tale if you want to hang on to your number. Question for you, Jess. What phone currently has the best built-in camera? I'm a mother of 3 children under 5 trying to capture all the precious moments. I find the quality of the Apple 5S poor when printed.
Yes.
Is that the camera or is that the printer?
It could be either way. The 5S didn't have a fantastic camera now, to be honest with you. And also the technology has come on so much since then. I'm actually using an iPhone 7 at the moment and the camera is just stunning. They do this thing called Live Shot, which means that it takes 3 shots for every time you click the button and then you can pick kind of the best one so you don't have that blur. It's great if you have kids. The Samsung Galaxy S8 has a great camera. Also the S7. So if you don't want to buy the latest phone, the S8 and the S7 have a very similar spec camera. So
yeah, but they're still expensive though. They're pricey phones. Any of the budget phones with a great camera?
There's the Huawei P9 and the P9 Lite. These are two phones that we really like. The P9 Lite, I think, is around £250 and that's available on Meteor, if memory serves. So something like that. The Huaweis are tend to be great in terms of cameras.
Can you ask when Three sent out the notification, as I don't think I received anything and I'm bill pay?
This is the issue. So they've done it by waves, or they're doing it in waves. So they started this last month and now every few weeks another batch of customers are going to get a notification. So I know that customers, because we've received a huge amount of emails from people last week, so they obviously did another wave last week. So just because you haven't gotten a text yet doesn't mean you're scot-free. What I would encourage you to do is just call the network and just say, look, am I on the hit list for this?
People in the border areas are roaming all the time. That's from Pat in Donegal. But isn't that a kind of no charge roaming?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how it works, but I don't think it's full whack that you would impact if you were sort of on mainland Europe.
Yeah. All right. We must check. What are the other networks doing, by the way, on this particular front?
There hasn't been any major announcements as of yet. I said Meteor and Three are the ones that Dennis Nocton has said that he's going to investigate because they have changed their T's and C's. We need to get on to a vote.
Meteor is Air, isn't it?
They are owned by Air. Yeah. Yes, that's right. So we need to go through and just see. But again, I think each of the networks is kind of almost playing chicken with each other. They want to see what the others do first before they
reveal their hand. And we pointed out before that Vodafone have extensive networks all across Europe. So for them, the impact is not as severe.
It shouldn't be as great, but you never know.
The profit will arrive back in Vodafone Inc., whether it comes via Spain, France, England, or Ireland.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right, Jess Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.